We turn now to an American high school senior who ran into some trouble with Chinese authorities, school authorities. Henry DeGroote is an 18-year-old from Newton, Massachusetts, and he just spent his spring semester on a study abroad program in China. While he was there, he wrote something in the notebooks of some Chinese students that got him in hot water. Henry DeGroote takes it from there.
Basically, they were coming up to us with their notebooks, and they wanted us to write something. I'm not exactly sure. Some of my peers were writing, you know, stay in school or something like that. I don't know. I was kind of bored. I didn't think anyone would see it. So I wrote, "Don't believe the lies your school and government tell you." I also wrote, "Democracy is for cool kids." I wrote, "It's right to rebel," which is actually a Mao quote, a quote from Mao Zedong.
So kind of pro-democracy slogans. Did you have any kind of thought about why you were doing it at the time?
Honestly, I thought it was kind of funny. I was bored at the time, but I also do really believe what I was talking, in the things that I wrote.
But you had signed a code of conduct prior to this semester abroad. You have semester abroad rules. What did the code of conduct say?
The code of conduct is kind of vague, but one of the rules definitely said that, you know, you were supposed to be on your best behavior. But first of all, you know, I was having a private conversation with we're talking about it on BBC World, so it's not necessarily private, but it was a conversation between me and each individual. I wasn't being vulgar or anything.
Did the code of conduct say anything about political sensitivities, like if you're in China, try not to do things that might get yourself arrested or anybody else arrested?
We were definitely talked to about that, but at the same time, I don't believe that the school should support a policy, you know, which is repressing free speech. They can't just pass this policy and hide behind it.
Right, fair enough. But what about the kid in this school or the kids in this school in whose notebooks you wrote these things? And they could have gotten in serious trouble.
I don't think so. I don't think that's a realistic.
Why not?
I don't think there's any evidence that would happen. You know, the administrators there aren't idiots. They would clearly see that, you know, it was me who wrote these things that, these kids, most of them barely speak English. I don't see why they would be penalized for my actions. Yes, China has been and still is totalitarian and authoritarian with the Communist Party ruling things, but at the same time, you know, they're not dumb. They know who did this, and they know that it's not the kids' fault.
You seem to think that this is about freedom of speech, and that would be a fair thing if we were in the United States and you were writing this. Your school principal says it's not about freedom of speech, and you've actually put this exchange program with China at risk.
I don't deny that my actions were pretty stupid, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that the school, you know, the American school, should support suppression of free speech.
You were in China for 4 months. Were there things there that you did learn that you were happy with?
My host family, while I was there, was just, you know, so amazing. I've really never had that experience of being so welcome among strangers who, you know, invited me into their own home to live with them in America. So it really showed me firsthand the importance of family in Chinese society.
Henry, are you going to apologize for what you wrote? Do you want some kind of forgiveness? Does that mean something?
I actually was already basically forced by my school to apologize. And then I wrote an apology letter and it was edited. And I explained why in my culture, we don't believe that any idea should be too taboo to be criticized, especially when it comes to academic integrity. I was told to edit that out, but honestly, I'm not sorry. I kind of regret it, but I'm definitely not sorry about it. Those are two different things.
Well, one price you paid is that you were forbidden from going to your senior prom. So what did you do instead?
Well, I had already paid for a tux rental. So me and my date, we got dressed up and we went to prom pictures, and then we actually took a field trip to Five Guys, Burgers and Fries, which is my favorite burger joint, which I hadn't been to since I'd been to China. We enjoyed ourselves there. We walked in. It was fun because everyone was obviously noticing us, like me and my tux, etc. My night was pretty fun without actually going to the dance, so I'm not too concerned about missing prom.
Henry DeGroote, who will be graduating from Newton North High School in Newton, Massachusetts. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Henry.
Yeah, thanks for having me.